This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. The next episode we're going to talk about was aired on December the 5th, 1960. It was entitled A Feud is a Feud. It's written by David Adler and directed again by Don Weiss. Now, I love this episode because it really, in one sense, tries to show the backwoods nature that a lot of people feel of people in the South, particularly people living in the mountains. But it has the old feud between the Carters and the Wakefield. And you may remember the episode opens up with Hannah and Josh trying to get married late at night at Andy's house. They wake Andy up, and as they Andy and Aunt B come downstairs, and even Opie comes downstairs. Just one few times, by the way, you see Aunt B with her hair way down. She just, you know, she just got out of bed supposedly, and so therefore her hair's hanging really long. I don't remember seeing it that way in any other episodes, but you can correct me via email if you can know of another episode that happens. But anyway, Annie begins to marry Josh and Hannah, and then all of a sudden, Mr. Carter and Mr. Wakefield come in and point their guns at Andy and basically say, "You're not going to marry him." Now, again, showing how the Andy Griffith Show was trying to set a tone for Andy. Andy's the sheriff. Even though he's not in uniform, he's the sheriff. He could have arrested him for, you know, basically pointing a gun at the sheriff. But Andy lets it go, and he doesn't marry him and goes about it his normal way. The next morning, when the scene, Andy comes down for breakfast, and in the beginning, Aunt B and Opie won't talk to him because they feel like he chickened out and he should have married the kids because they wanted to be married. Andy figures out what happens, and then here's something you'd see very rarely in Andy Griffith Show, and this was something that he used to do before he got the Andy Griffith Show. You get to hear him do his basically his rendition of Romeo and Juliet. Now, you can find this on some CDs, or if there's still albums out there, you can buy this rendition on albums, and basically he tells the story of Romeo and Juliet the way a country boy would. And this is really what got him famous and got him on the talk shows when he was starting out earlier in his career. So this is one of the few episodes that really sort of highlights that. The whole idea behind this episode is Andy discovers no one really knows why the Wakefield and Carters have been feuding, and they've been feuding for 87 years. So Andy tries to investigate it, and what he finds out is that nobody knows. Even Mr. Carter and Mr. Wakefield shooting each other didn't know. And I really love the scene where he's talking to Mr. Carter, and he says, "Well, why are you feuding?" He said, "Because he's a Wakefield." He said, "Well, why are you shooting at the Wakefields?" "Because we're shooting at each other." And he just goes round and round and round. It's my favorite scene in this whole episode. But anyway, Andy decides what he'll do is he sneakily gets Mr. Carter and Mr. Wakefield together, takes them out to a spot out near in the woods, and tells them he's going to put them back to back and have them take off steps, and then all of a sudden shoot at each other. Now, this is a funny scene also because, first of all, Andy empties both guns so they can't actually shoot each other. But as he finds out, as he tries to start counting off several times, either Mr. Carter or Mr. Wakefield comes up with something to try to interrupt the fact that they're getting ready to shoot at each other. And even another part of the episode that I like is Andy starts counting in French because supposedly dueling started in France. And Mr. Carter and Mr. Wakefield don't move. And he said, "Why?" He says, "Because we don't understand French." He said, "We'll be glad to wait till you learn." So, again, they really didn't want to hurt each other. They'd just been keeping on a tradition that, again, no one knew why they did that. Another interesting part of this episode, there's not many episodes where you get to see Andy wearing a gun. Now, he does have his holster and gun on, and he uses the gun later on. When he finally gets Mr. Carter and Mr. Wakefield to step off, he fires the gun straight in the air, and Carter and Wakefield take off running like the cowards that he figured they might be. So, again, as the episode moves on, it turns out that Andy convinces Mr. Carter and Mr. Wakefield, said, "Look how cowardly you were, wouldn't everybody be ashamed?" And then he's doing this at the Taylor household, and then they said, "Well, maybe the kids shouldn't get married. We'd create really big cowards." He says, "I don't think so." And he walks back and gets Josh and Hannah, who come out there, and they stand up to their father, saying, "We're going to get married no matter what you do." And then Andy says, "See, here you got somebody that's got some courage. You put those two together, you're gonna have a real brave grandchildren." And then they point the guns at Andy again and say, "What are you waiting on? Get married." And finally they make him put the old nightcap on that Andy had earlier on the episode. One of the interesting aspects of this episode is that Well, is that this is the second and the final wedding ceremony that Andy performs on the Andy Griffith Show. Now, he does start a third one, but it's a ploy in getting Barney out of some trouble later on. It wasn't really going to be a wedding ceremony. Also, the guy that played Josh Wakefield, if he looks familiar, if you look closely, and if you watched Adam 12, which was a police show, which I loved as a kid growing up, Norm Green is who played Josh Wakefield, and he appeared as one of the police officers on Adam 12. So that's a very interesting little tidbit there. You know, the other time Andy pulled out his Justice of the Peace to marry somebody was when the very, not the pilot, but the very first episode where Aunt Bea appears in The New Housekeeper, and he was going to marry Rose, who was his former housekeeper in Wilbur Pine. So again, some interesting little tidbits there. Also, if you look very closely, and it's really hard to see, if you look in the Taylor's home, there's a publicity photo of Francis Bavier, and it's hanging on the wall to the right as they enter the kitchen. Again, you probably have to pull your DVD player out and pause it to really get a good look at this to tell who it is, because it's really tough. Also, the gentleman that plays Jedediah Wakefield, he later on began to play the Pa in Mom, Pa, Kettle movies. And I don't know if you remember those, but I used to watch some of those as a child and I really enjoyed those. So again, another fun episode. Again, you still have the country talking, and this is really probably one of the literally backwoods episodes to make people think the way they think about people living in the South and in the mountains. So again, it was another good, funny early episode. And again, notice I didn't mention Barney in this episode because Barney doesn't appear in this episode. But let's talk a little bit about Aunt Bea or Frances Bavier. We've been talking a little bit about characters, and I want to focus on Aunt Bea today. If you didn't know that, and for those of you that don't know, Frances Bavier is no longer living. She did live in North Carolina, died not too many years ago. I actually saw a person, believe it or not, at a in Mount Airy at the Andy Griffith, Mayberry Days they call it, and he actually had a copy of her driver's license, had purchased several items that had belonged to her. He said they put her estate up for sale. But anyway, Frances Bavier, she provided, as Richard Kelly says in his book, The Andy Griffith Show, a stable domestic center for both Andy and Opie. She had a very strong theatrical background. Frances Bavier was born in New York City. She attended Columbia University and the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. And she was in several plays and had been on stage in many cases. But the Andy Griffith Show provided her employment from 1960 to 1971. Now, somebody said, wait a minute, Andy Griffith Show went off in 1968. But remember, it continued on in Mayberry RFD, and she kept her role there. So she had this role for 11 years, and it was really her most successful role. You know, she served as a mother, aunt, and a wife in some ways to Andy, and looked after his, you know, Opie and the house, and, you know, made sure they all had something to eat. But one of the things about Aunt Bea in most of the episodes, she kept a tight rein on her feelings and tried to be very proper. And in most cases, they go away from that in some cases when she does a few funny things. Or, again, she does some things that causes trouble for Andy. Not many times, but a lot of times she's doing it to try to prevent any trouble. As far as Frances Bavier goes, Sheldon Leonard remembers her as a rather remote lady. She's very highly professional, fine comedian, fine actress with a very individual character. He said she was rather self-contained. He said she really usually wasn't a part of the hijinks that centered upon Andy on the set. Richard Link said that she was very touchy and moody due to her age. And again, his words, not mine. And you had to be careful how you treated her and what you said around her. Jack Dodson, and you should remember what character he played, Howard Sprague, has a nice quote in there about her. He said Frances Bavier was temperamental and moody, but she kept that to herself 99% of the time. He said once in a while she would get mad at somebody. He said Frances Bavier was the only person in the whole company whose feelings you had to be careful not to hurt. And so I don't think they're saying mean things about her. I believe they're just basically talking about, you know, what Frances Bavier was and how she was a little bit different than some of the other ones on the cast. So, again, a little bit of background to some of the characters on the show. Now, for today's trivia question, in this episode, When Andy is researching why the Wakefield and the Carters have been feuding for 87 years, he was particularly looking to see if anybody had ever been hurt. While he was looking this up, he did discover that Jedediah Wakefield was injured by what? Again, the trivia question is, Jedediah Wakefield was injured by what? If you know the answer to this trivia question, don't hesitate to contact me. If you have other comments or suggestions about the Burke on Mayberry podcast, please contact me at burkek@etsu.edu. And as they say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. Thanks for listening.